Welcome back to the 15-Minute Football Show. I'm off my vacation and I am back. We're going to be discussing, in this episode, the art of the penalty and how different penalty takers have kind of, you know, made it their way of doing it. I'm going to go in some big names, some very recent names, and kind of going to line it up with the Euros that have just passed and kind of how this is going to affect the Champions League. Well, no away goals. More penalty shootouts, that means that's all coming up. But first off, I have to say, please, on whatever site you're using, if you like this podcast, please leave a good rating, write a review. I'm even might start doing a segment where I take viewer questions. If you don't like it, then please kindly just ignore it. Spread love, not hate, guys. Come on. but yeah, let's get into it. So, Euros final, that happened. England, Italy. The football world was saved from countless amounts of arrogance when, you know, what did happen? Yes, when England lost, it's been a while, it feels like it's been forever, but it's been 2 weeks. Donnarumma came up big, as a Milan supporter, that hurts a little, but, you know. We got Magic Mike now, and we just gotta move on, because we can't be held to ransom, but that's another topic. That's actually a good idea for a future episode. I talk about agents, and how agents in football are different than any other sport. But that is another topic, probably. Maybe I'll do that for next week, because this week is actually a double episode. It's a double episode this week. But so England lost. Rashford, Sancho, Saka missed penalties, and I'm just going to touch on this quickly. You do not belong on the earth or on any planet if you racially abuse people, if you racially abuse players who are people of color because they miss penalties or because they do something. And I see this happen so much. You honestly should give up. I think you deserve. You at that point, you give up your right to be seen as a human with rights. That's my view. I no longer see you. I see you as trash, and I will treat you as such. I think that's not the all mentality. That's the whole mentality we should take. Because these are brave. They're not fat asses or losers with no life and are just thrive off being hate. These are people who've accomplished things and have done things with your life. Unlike you, fucking racist piece of shits. Now that that's out of the way, back to the topic. Yes, so penalties. Most people have taken them. I've taken penalties. The pressure is enormous. I think there are different ways. I mean, you have famously. I think there's a different types of penalties. You know, I've always said, best penalty is to go high with power. Keepers can't save that. You're either gonna blast it off the bar or blast it over. And I'd rather do that than when you do what Gareth Southgate tried to do and you try and pass it in and hope the keeper doesn't dive the right way, because he dives the right way, it's an easy save. What you also don't want to do is go high and low. No, low and slow. Low and slow, like Mbappe did, and it's just right there for the keeper to palm away. What you want to do is high and in the roof of the net, like Harry Maguire did. High in the roof of the net, like Messi did against Colombia. Just want to smash it. And if it goes over, so be it. But at least you know that you weren't leaving it up to chance. It was, if it goes in, we score. I'm not gonna pray the keeper dives the right way. If this is on target, it's going in. If I miss, so be it. So now I want to go through a few penalty takers. I'm going to go through three. One of them, and they're all different example of brilliant ways to take penalties. And the first is Zinedine Zidane. This man had so much cojones. In the World Cup final in 2006 against Italy, he panenka'd Buffon. In a World Cup final, one of the biggest games, the biggest game in football, he panenka'd probably the best goalkeeper in the world at the time. the balls you have to do that are, incredible. It's just, and it's Zidane always had so much confidence. He did the same thing against Portugal, semifinals 1-0, and Zidane ran that game. I mean, it just shows you he had so much courage. Every penalty he took, he never feared. He rarely missed them too. Which is why I think had France made the World Cup final in 2006, had Zidane not wrongfully gotten sent off, then I think France would have won, because he would have just come up first. He probably would have done the same Panenka, got scored, and then that's just such a ray of confidence for the whole team, and then it just demoralizes Italy, and I think France would have won the World Cup had Zidane not been sent off. But he was, and Buffon made some great saves, but it's just like, to have that courage, I mean, it's not one of those hop and a skips that you see Bruno and Jorginho do. It's just run up, you think he's going to smash it, and then he just lets it spray off his toe. And it's just like, and you just look like a fool. You look the absolute fool. And I think that was what Zidane was, essentially. He was cold-blooded. And he let it spray off. And he just showed how amazing he was. I mean, you could watch his penalties. And that's Zidane. That's in essence Zidane as a footballer. No fear. Just technical skill beyond probably, bar Diego Maradona, there's no one as technically skilled as Zinedine Zidane. I don't care about Messi. Messi is superbly skilled, but Messi also had probably the second greatest finisher of all time. He's a number 10 who can score goals better than anyone bar Cristiano Ronaldo, but he doesn't have the technical skill of Zidane. Zidane just wasn't able to score goals. Wasn't a striker. He was a 10. And he didn't have that's why when people say, this is just a little off topic, but when people say, how can Maradona or Zidane or R9, that's not a great example, or Van Basten, or even, what's his name? Or even Pele be in the same conversation as Messi and Ronaldo? They didn't look at the goal. Well, you can't just look at the goals. If you look at stats, then yeah, Ronaldo's the GOAT. Messi and Ronaldo are the two best players of all time, and it's not even that debatable. But you can't just look at goals. You have to look at just their overall skill set. And I think Zidane's overall technical ability was greater than Messi and Ronaldo's. And I think only Maradona had a greater technical skill set than him. But back on top, it showed his class. With his technical skill. The second penalty taker I want to go to is Jorginho. And, you know, Jorginho is a superb penalty taker. I mean, he just makes you look foolish. But he has missed a few. I remember one against Arsenal in December. I remember Arsenal were in like 16th, and if Arteta lost that game, he was going to be sacked. Arsenal battered them in the first half. It was 3-0. Tammy Abraham scores a goal. They give away a penalty. That's the most Arsenal thing to do, would go up 3-0 against Chelsea. 85th minute, it's all going good. In the next 10 minutes, they give away 3 goals. That would be the most Arsenal thing to do. But I think that if Jorginho had scored that penalty, I think they probably would have. But no, he missed, and it was pretty poor. But he did miss against Everton, and I just think that hop and a skip is not infallible. It works a lot, but eventually keepers are going to figure it out. It's unlike Zidane. Jorginho doesn't have the essence of intimidation, of that cold-blooded fear like Zidane had. It's more of a trick than a mentality. And Zidane had a mentality. Jorginho has a trick. And that trick can be figured out. Zidane's mentality could never be figured out. He did miss penalties, obviously. Everyone misses penalties at one point. But it was very much of sheer luck. But Jorginho, you can figure it out. You can guess. You can get a read on which way he's going to do. If you just stay up, the key is to not dive too early. You can't dive too early. You have to do just about the moment you see that when he goes up from the hop. Because a lot of keepers, they see the hop and then they dive on the skip. You have to be smart enough to know that right after the skip, and that's when you do it. And that's what Pickford did. He read that to perfection. He read that skip to perfection. But another thing about Jorginho, and Bruno is similar, but more Jorginho, is that he demoralizes you when he scores that penalty. Just like that. When you score a penalty like that, if let me just use Lukaku as an answer. If Lukaku smashes a penalty in the top corner and it's 2-1 Inter, then you're like, fuck, all right, we got to get a goal. But when Jorginho scores that penalty the way he does to make it 2-0, because you're hoping he saved it and he just made you look a fool, then you're like, God, fuck. I remember Leicester were playing Chelsea. Not the FA Cup final. It was the second to last game of the season. It was right after the FA Cup final, and it was 1-0 to Chelsea. Chelsea had battered Leicester the whole game, and actually Werner had two goals ruled out for offside, and one he scored with his hand. It was funny, but Chelsea were up 1-0, and Werner gets fouled in the box, and like Leicester, they needed that at least a draw. If they didn't get a draw, they were in their destiny was out of their hands on the final day. And Schmeichel, who's probably the third best keeper in England, maybe fourth behind Mendy, but he's definitely the top four keepers in the Premier League. He can save penalties. We know he can. And Jorginho actually absolutely makes him look the fool. And it just demoralized Leicester for about 15 minutes until Iheanacho came on and their defensive mistake got a goal back. I think of Jorginho, because then Leicester could have honestly gone on to draw that game, but they wasted chances. If Jorginho just smashes that past Schmeichel, he doesn't really demoralize you. It just kind of, you know, makes you angry, but you go get, but the way he hops and skips, it does demoralize you. And I said I was going to talk about three, and there's one more penalty taker I want to talk about. And that's Franck Kessié from Milan. He's one of my favorite players. He's really good. But he takes most of our penalties, and he just has this way. He has a little sidestep, and he kind of curls it in. And now that's a penalty technique that is incredibly hard to pull off. You'll see Messi, you'll see Ronaldo, you'll see them just smash it. And they had the same thing Zidane had. They had the penalty mentality that you're not going to save this. Trust me, you're not going to save this. And of course, Jorginho has that little demoralizing hop and skip. But Kessié has this technique where he kind of steps to the side, kicks back a little, and then kind of curls it around the keeper so he can't save it. Whenever it's a poor penalty, like the one against Juve when Chesney saved it, but we ended up winning 3-0. I think that's one where he doesn't do it, but whenever he goes with the curling penalty, he does it so well, and it's all pretty much impossible for the keeper to save. So basically, but in the end, penalties are a lottery. I said I was going to talk about the away goals. Yes. Penalties are a lottery. Champions League this year, no away goals, which means more penalty shootouts, which means more drama. I never liked the away goals, so I thought it was kind of stupid. But there was a way, I know why it was implemented, so it would stop teams, it would give the lesser teams a chance. But you don't really have that issue anymore because there's so many different play styles that, you know. I don't think it applies anymore. I'm glad they took it away. More drama, penalty shootouts, Champions League, Europa League, and even the dreaded... I never want to watch the Conference League. I'm never going to watch the Conference League. Even if the final is Tottenham versus Roma, I'm never going to watch the Conference League. It's going to be so bad, but, you know... I think... I'm very curious to see how... Because you don't really see penalty shootouts as much. I mean, you see them in finals, of course, but I'm just curious to see how we'll see players we don't usually see take penalties. And I'm just wondering if this gonna make games open up a bit more. Because you can't get an away goal and then you can go sit back like Simeone tended to do a lot back in the day. But so I wonder how will this change some managers' way of going about it. So yeah, that's it for this episode. Hope you've enjoyed. Remember, leave a comment. Questions, I may answer. So, yeah. So, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening.